as part of God's plan. Father John Ricardo understands this deep human need, and he recognizes that we live in a moment when every proposed alternative narrative is falling apart. Democracy and science can be good and great things as far as they go, but they cannot save us. Their horizons are limited. They cannot supply us with a moral code. They are, moreover, dependent on metaphysical assumptions they cannot account for. This book provides the simple account that's needed right now. The new evangelization, heralded by popes since St. Paul VI, can go forward only by grace, but only insofar as we can tell our story in a compelling way. Father Ricardo does this. He distills the biblical narrative in a way that is simple, but not simplistic. He implies the richness of Catholic tradition, which includes all the relevant sciences, and he sets up a conversation that can lead to a robust engagement of modern culture. The key is at once very traditional and startlingly new with this book. It is the phrase Father Ricardo received one day in prayer, ambush predator. When people stumble over the Christian story, now, as in ancient times, it's usually because of the cross. Nothing is so far above the reach of human reason as the mystery of the cross. How could this happen to Almighty God? Where is the saving power in such abject weakness? Father Ricardo recovers the understanding of the first Christians, explaining how Jesus will enter into death and from the inside destroy its power. Jesus on the cross is not the poor, helpless victim, and he is not the hunted. Jesus on the cross is the aggressor and the hunter. In apparent weakness, he lays his trap. He is himself the bait. Our author marshals an impressive array of early Christian witnesses for this interpretive key: Irenaeus, Melito, Ephrem, and Maximus, and he lets them show us how to tell the story. Thus we learn not only from a master of modern preaching, but also from the very voices who converted the world the first time around. Though we sometimes wonder why God allows so much sickness, suffering, and evil, we take a look at the cross and we see the greatest evil ever perpetrated, the greatest suffering ever endured, and the greatest gift God has ever given, the salvation of the human race. We live at a moment when all other monuments are falling. We live in a time when so many other ancient documents, alas, are going unread or actually being banned for their civilizational associations. In some senses, this is a disaster to be mourned. At the same time, we must see it as an opportunity to be embraced. We have been created for this moment and called for this moment, and so we will be empowered for this moment. Ours is the story of Jesus Christ, and it is a story that encompasses all others and surpasses all others. It is a monument that will stand when all others have fallen. It is a narrative that will hold together when all others have unraveled. It is the story told in the pages of this book, and I pray it will be retold by the readers of this book. Dr. Scott Hahn, founder and president of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology, and Father Michael Scanlon, Professor of Biblical Theology and the New Evangelization at Franciscan University of Steubenville.
Introduction. God wants his world back.
In the final analysis, specialized theological knowledge can take us only so far. We need to know the story. Fleming Rutledge.